Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
But when that parent is gone and when that's over, and as you were describing there, like, you feel free.
Yeah.
Is that dangerous? I mean, it feels like you're already been set up with not the greatest deck of cards to begin with to go play life with. So I would imagine there's a danger there when suddenly this thing you're constantly have been conditioned to be chasing around with the bucket for the drips of water, and suddenly it's not dripping anymore and they're not there. What do I do now? I mean, is there a heightened risk for people once that they've been removed from those situations to fall into addictive type behavior or anything like that? Is there, they're trying to seek this emptiness they didn't know that they had in their life?
It sure could be. I think, I don't know, because I try to not say how it always is if I don't sure. have data to support it. But it sure can be that there's a large percentage of people who are continuing to relive their childhood drama and mm-hmm. try to right the wrongs and get the love that they never got. And so they choose partners that are similar to a suboptimal parent in certain ways. And then they try to fix it. They try to make it work. And it's almost like a compulsion. You know, you can say people who have a love addiction or whatever, mm-hmm. and they keep going to inappropriate people who don't treat them well. And it's almost like, I'm just trying to get it right this time.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a mini cult in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of crossover in terms of cult-like thinking in an enmeshed family in kind of a more micro level?
Yeah, because you don't question the leader in a cult. Mm-hmm. You live in this alternate reality with a very strong mythology, and you go along with whatever the leader says because the leader is all-powerful. And that creates this sense of loyalty, that loyalty to the group above all, even if it involves some scary, weird behavior.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems to, especially in the Adelson case, I mean, if everything is correct and the allegations are true against Donna and such, it's high stakes loyalty. It's not just, you know, mom said some mean things and now we're going to, you know, stand up for mom and pretend she didn't say him or this or that. I mean, this goes to, you know, lifelong incarceration. Why is it that some family members are willing to go that far, cover up criminal behavior for someone else, put their own lives on the line? And others are like, nope, that's the line I'm not going to cross, but that ends up being the line.
Isn't it weird? That's the thing, that when it came to actually murdering somebody, that the ethics didn't kick in. Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder, what was it like to grow up in a home with Donna Adelson? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we could have, you know, hidden camera footage for, you know, when this lady was challenged, what did she do? Mm-hmm. I think it had to be pretty extreme. It's you know, as you say, to stoop to the loss of all ethics is really, really unusual. I mean, we see a lot of enmeshed families, but you don't see this.
We saw, we talked about it last hour, some of the writing that Donna did in prison to, it ended up being a jailhouse snitch that testified against her in court, talking and playing her up. You're this wonderful person. You're this, you're that, you're all this and sunshine and rainbows. And I can give you a grand piano and I'll do this for you and I'll do that for you. And obviously all ethics out the window, but you just have to say this. You have to tell people, this is the story I need you to tell. And down to like detail, like say it like this, say these words, say this person said that. She's literally, Donna allegedly, writing the script of what she wants this woman to testify to in court. Do you think that's all that different of the dynamic that she probably had with Wendy as well?
No.
Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah. And this is probably her interpersonal style with all the kids growing up, is writing the script for them about how they talk to their teachers, how they did in school. It was control, control, control. And, you know, as you said, is Wendy at age 35 trusted to drive a car? I mean, over manipulative to just the nth degree here. And, you know, again, what kind of criminal mind was she to put all this in writing, her own handwriting? I mean, that just struck me as weird and obviously not very savvy about jail culture. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, she even referred to the woman that she was talking to as her jail daughter, which I thought was even creepy. It was like, oh, this, you're just, you're going to say whatever you need to.
Totally manipulating her, right? Because that's certainly when people are incarcerated, a time of vulnerability for them emotionally. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like she was preying on that with her.
How much do you think this reads to a jury? I mean, there's, it probably depends where one is from to a certain extent. But are people in general good at identifying this outside of their world? If you were to sit there and see this happening in another family, like the Adelsons, obviously we're studying it every day, so it's very easy to see. But are people better at recognizing this outside of their circle than inside of their circle? Like maybe someone came from an enmeshed family, but are you still good at identifying when it's toxic out there, not necessarily inside of your circle?
I think that any normal person, hopefully you got normal people on the jury, would be looking at this and thinking, yeah, this is all way off. This is weird. There's a lot wrong in this picture here. Mm-hmm. I certainly would be going that way on the jury. And I think it's such an extreme case that there's no way this is not going to have a big impact on them.
No, it's going to be fascinating to see where this all ends and really where all of these characters end up at the end of the day. I'm just reading some of the comments here. I wonder how many of her kids' science projects were actually completed entirely by Donna.
That was beautiful.
And she wrote their essays probably in college too.
Another one, Kate says, I'm studying forensic psychology. Donna Adelson is someone I would love to interview and or study, especially with the mindset and the perspective of reality that she has.
Yeah, she would be a victim, definitely, how unfairly she's been treated.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the future holds? Let's assume Donna's going to be in prison here for the rest of her life, because it looks like it's probably going to happen. There's no more bribing. There's no more, you know, you do this for me and testify this way. It's going to be great. How is she going to survive? What is the next 10, 15 years of Donna's existence look like behind bars?
I don't imagine she's going to thrive, but she is probably a person that will always have a way of manipulating and getting attention. And it may be this style of trying to maneuver and gain favor by mothering people, you know, with this pseudo, I really care about you stuff. Mm-hmm. That could be a lot of it. And I would think a person of her age with her pre-existing, let's say, psychological vulnerabilities, which is what this narcissism is all covering up, right? Mm-hmm. She's probably going to be on some psych meds and, you know, she's not sleeping well. And so I would think the deterioration, I would be surprised if she made it 15 more years. Not that I'm wishing her death, but, you right. know, but it's
sure.
it's going to be rough on her.
Do you think she's going to make a family in prison and resume her role, but just within the confines of prison? Is there a chance of her becoming, well, making people her bitches? I mean, you know, just because that's the role that she's used to. So instead of cowering in the corner and woe is me, I can't do what I used to do, could she become the monster that she is on the outside? Could she do that on the inside?
She sure could. She's got that style of manipulation and grandiosity. And obviously with the letter that we saw that she wrote, manipulating people's needs. So yeah, that's definitely something that would not surprise me, that would be a style. I mean, she doesn't know how to relate to people in any other way.
Right. Right.
Wonder how many phone calls Harvey's going to be getting. Harvey, you need to put money in this woman's canteen over here. Yes. And how much of that's going to actually go through before Harvey's like, I'm good.
I loved her promising veneers to the one woman. It's like, Harvey will do your teeth for you.
Harvey will get you some veneers. He's just going to come in here on the weekend and get those in for you. The promises.
He's in pianos.
Yes.
Yeah. And the key is that it's made out of piano keys. That's how they're getting it all done for it. The enmeshed family and that of Donna Adelson. Fascinating subject, and I'm sure one that hits closer to home for a lot of people than a lot of people want to admit. But there you go. The more you want, the more you know, the more you understand about it, the better you can navigate it, is what I always believe.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.